Lazar News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has thrown his support behind a bill that would ban TikTok unless the Chinese-controlled app is sold to new owners. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
A bill that would ban TikTok unless it is sold to new owners passed the House last month. Under language in the bill, ByteDance would be forced to sell off the platform to owners not controlled by the Chinese government if it wants to continue operating in the United States. McConnell noted that today 170 million Americans are active users of TikTok, and he accuses the People's Republic of China of treating TikTok as what he calls a tool of surveillance and propaganda. Bob Agner reporting.
A near total ban on abortions is set to take effect in Arizona. The Arizona Supreme Court says the state can enforce its long dormant law making abortion illegal in all cases except when a mother's life is at stake. Enforcement can take effect in 14 days. The ruling examined an 1864 law that predated Arizona's statehood. James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of the Oxford, Michigan school shooter, were sentenced Tuesday to 10 to 15 years in prison each after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter in separate trials. In court remarks before sentencing, Jennifer Crumbly says she's deeply sorry for what happened.
I stand today not to ask for your forgiveness, as I know it may be beyond reach, but to express my sincerest apologies for the pain that has been caused.
Their sentencing ends one chapter of the emotional ongoing legal saga that has gripped the Detroit community since 2021, when the Crumbly's 15-year-old son brought a gun to school, killing four students and injuring seven others. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 9 points, the NASDAQ rose 52, the S&P 500 advanced 7, oil up $1.11 to close at $85.32 a barrel. This is SRN News. A pair of scientists take on transgenderism.
Dr. Alex Byrne of MIT and Dr. Carol Hooven of Harvard have penned an editorial for the New York Times in which they condemn the use of the term sex assigned at birth. The two academics say that phrase, quote, creates doubt about a biological fact when there shouldn't be any. This is not progress. It is worth pointing out that Byrne and Hooven are not opposed to transgenderism, but argue that the language being used by some activists is anti-science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican has declared that sex change operations and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that the Catholic Church believes violates God's plan for human life. The Vatican also flat-out rejects so-called gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. It says God created man and women as biologically different separate beings. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay $600 million in a class action lawsuit settlement that's related to the train derailment in Ohio of February last year. But residents there worry the money won't go far enough to cover future health needs that could be tremendous. Members of Maryland's congressional delegation say they will introduce legislation that'll make it clear the federal government will fully cover the cost of rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That legislation will also make clear any money recovered from third parties will be used to reimburse the feds. On Wall Street today, mixed trading, the Dow lost 9 points at 38,883, S&P up 7 at 5209, NASDAQ gained 52 at 16,306. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.